before I do too much further in.
I went ahead and started the recording. She may have been kicked off. So,
okay, great, good. Just wanted to make sure. Fantastic. So item number one is the call to order, which I did, and item 1.2 is the roll call. So Linda, if you would please.
Sure, certainly. So board member Cooper?
Here.
Board member Rarward?
Jeff is muted still.
Board member Lambert?
Here.
Okay, and then I'll ask to unmute him.
There he is. There. Board member Royer?
I was unable to unmute myself. I was blocked, but I am present.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
And then, I'm sorry, Vice Chair Tuschinski.
Here. Great. And City of Chico representatives are absent. So there are four of us today. Consent agenda, all items listed under consent agenda are to be considered routine and enacted by one motion. Item 2.1 is approval of the 11-18-20 VINA GSA board meeting minutes. And item 2.2 is approval of the VINA GSA monthly financial status report. Do any of the members wish to pull any of these items? Are there any comments from board members about these items?
Lambert will move to approve.
Let me just double check. Were there any comments from the public about it? And then I'll take the motion to approve from Mr. Lambert. Linda, any comments from public about it?
I don't see any emails and I do not see any hands up that I can see.
Great. So I heard the motion to approve from Mr. Lambert, and I believe a second of the motion from Mr. Royer.
I hadn't yet, but I am happy to.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, thank you. Forgive me. I appreciate you doing so.
Cooper.
Okay, great. Well, then, Mr. Cooper. Roll call vote.
I'm sorry. May I clarify? Was the second by board member Cooper? Or
it turns out it was by board member Cooper. Thank you.
Cooper, okay. Thank you.
They're just audio.
Some of them. Members, I think, on audio.
I'm sorry. Move forward.
Yeah, sorry. I think Mr. Royer is speaking to somebody.
No, that's not me.
Oh, sorry again. Somebody else is speaking to somebody. I keep hearing you, but Mr. Royer, you're in my head.
Well, I guess that's a good place to be, but I am... without distraction.
Okay, great. So we can have the roll call vote at your convenience, Linda.
Board member Rauer?
Aye.
Board member Cooper?
Aye.
Board member Lambert?
Aye.
Vice Chair Tuschinski?
Aye.
Thank you.
So that passes 4-0. Great. No items removed from consent. Business from the floor. Members of the public may address the board at this time on any matter not already listed on the agenda. Comments are limited to 3 minutes. The board cannot take any action at this meeting on requests made under this section of the agenda. Do we have any requests for comment?
I do not see any emails, nor do I see a hand up for comment.
Great. Then we will move on. Item 5, there are no notice public hearings, so we'll move to the regular agenda. Item 6.1, consideration of the removal of a stakeholder advisory committee member and potential candidates for reappointment. Paul Gosselin?
Yes. Thank you. The action requested from the management committee is to remove Joshua Pierce. The stakeholder is the domestic well owner representative on the stakeholder advisory committee. And that's the first recommendation. And the second recommendation is to consider replacement if you take action on the first item with an applicant if determined qualified to serve on the committee until December 9th, 2024. Why this is when we came in together. Yeah, somebody's on the phone, telephone number 530-624-7692. You're, please mute. There you go. Thank you. It always helps when you have your number up, you can't hide. So when we're doing the appointment process and removal process, it was a standard procedure for a lot of committees at the county, city, and others that if people do not attend, they would be eligible to be removed by the governing board that appoints them. And typically it's three consecutive meetings. And usually there's a check-in, a discretionary action, because people may have circumstances with, illnesses or other things that, causes them to miss meetings, and it may, may be okay. But then others who just don't participate, it really creates a void. It doesn't fill out the advisory committee and really makes the process a lot slower. So we set it that three consecutive absences, especially without any notification or letting us know, would allow the Vina GSA board to remove them if need be. And Mr. Pierce has missed four consecutive meetings. There have been various attempts to reach out to him by staff and also the facilitators with very little response. And so we were just bringing this to you for consideration to take action to remove Mr. Pierce. At the time we were putting this together, we did issue notices out for the potential vacancy on the shack, and it was kind of a difficult thing to write because we didn't have a vacancy unless you act, but we did want to solicit potential candidates for your consideration at this meeting so we could get that seat filled for next Tuesday's stakeholder advisory committee meeting. And we did have one candidate submit an application in last week that was sent out as a supplemental agenda item. So we could probably take this item in sequence and probably have you consider the first request from the management committee is to remove Mr. Pierce from the stakeholder advisory committee. Then we can pick up and discuss potential replacement. So I'll open that up to any questions.
Are there any questions from members of the board? I had asked a question about whether we needed a majority or supermajority, but considering that we have four members, a majority and a supermajority would be identical at this point. So I think that's a moot point. I'll open it up to any questions from the public or comments from the public on this item.
There is one from Deborah Lucero.
Wonderful. Supervisor Lucero.
Yeah, I was just wondering, Paul said the application was sent out in a supplemental agenda, and I was just wondering where that was on the website.
The supplemental information?
For the applicant, you said an applicant or an application was sent out. Do you mean someone applied?
Yes, that was Linda. Was that last Friday the supplemental agenda item went out?
Yes, I believe so. And I believe I sent it to both the alternates and the board members. When I look on the website, it should have been posted on the website as well. I'll look right now.
It is posted there with all the agenda items on the website.
It seems to me that best to handle this in sequence as we were discussed. So I'll entertain a motion on the first item, and then we can have any discussion on the second item separately, if my colleagues are agreeable. Does anyone have a motion on removing, on the removal part of this process?
Lambert will move to remove Mr. Pierce.
Thank you, Mr. Lambert. Is there a second on this motion?
Jeff Royer seconds.
Okay. We have a motion and a second to remove Joshua Pierce as the domestic, one of the domestic well owner representatives. Any further discussion on this matter? Hearing none. Linda, can we have a roll call vote, please?
Board Member Rauer?
Aye.
Board Member Cooper?
Aye.
Board Member Lambert?
Aye.
Vice Chair Tuschinski.
Aye. Okay. We have received an application. Is the applicant on our call by any chance on our Zoom? We do have a phone number. If the applicant is here, he might want to speak to us.
I think the phone number might be Eric Lundberg, if I remember
okay.
his number correctly. I'm guessing.
Great. I just wanted to make sure. All right. Do we want to have discussion about the applicant, or does somebody want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion. I don't know Sam personally, but I am familiar with his work on the Durham Park Direct Board, and I'd like to make a motion to appoint him to the chair.
Is there a second for that?
This is Jeff Royer. I've had the opportunity to meet him as well. He's a neighbor to one of our clients. So his resume seems like a very good fit. So I will second the motion.
Great. So I have a motion and a second. Linda, I don't believe there was any further comment. Supervisor Lucero's hand was up, but I believe it was taken down. I think that was just a remnant from it. So I believe we've handled the public discussion. On this, oh no, I'm sorry, Supervisor Lucero's hand is back up. So I believe because we're handling this as two items, even though we've taken a motion, I believe just to be proper, we should allow discussion. So Supervisor Lucero. I'm sorry, I think she still may be muted if one of the hosts could unmute her. Oh, there, yeah, she's still muted. So if I don't know if I have the capability to unmute her.
Okay, sorry. I was trying to speak before, but I wasn't allowed to speak because
I'm sorry.
Muting.
Yeah.
Okay, so my question on this, I understand that this was to be a domestic well user. So I'm assuming that he's not being promoted to this board because he's a member of the Durham Park and Recreation District, a special district, but it's because he's on a domestic well.
Correct.
Okay. And the other thing that I wanted to know is how long the notice went out and to whom? Because I do know a couple of people that had expressed interest, and I was just wondering how that was handled.
We did send the notice out to our mailing list that has approximately 900 people on it with the application. I don't have the exact date. It was probably about 3 weeks ago. And we put an ad in the Enterprise Record about 2 weeks ago, a quarter page.
All right. I just wanted to know how it was noticed to the public, because you know how these things are. A lot of people don't know what's happening and when. So thank you.
I would say too, if there are people interested, because there is turnover, it would be good to have them put applications in, at least as, if we do have a vacancy at some point, it would be really good to have people sort of in there as consideration if they're still considered in time. So thank you.
Yeah, I just being someone representing the Chico area, I would like to see more representation from this part of the county as well. So I would hope that, you know, we would keep that in mind.
Thank you. I believe I don't see any more hands, at least on my screen. Any more comments that you see, Linda or Cammie?
I do not have any emails, nor do I see any other hands.
Great. Is there any comment from the board, having heard public comment on this position?
Quick question to staff. This is Jeff Royer. My understanding is the other domestic well user is a Chico zip code. Is that not correct?
Paul is muted. If we could unmute Paul, that would be.
Sorry about that. I don't know. I think Ann Dawson may be on the call, and I don't know what her address is.
Ann is on the call. I'm just gonna let her, and she was raising her hand.
Mm-hmm. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I live on Dayton Road. I am about halfway between Hagen and 9th Street. So I'm in the 95928 zip code. So I'm not in the city of Chico, but I am in whatever you call the environs of Chico.
Thank you, I appreciate
actually, it. Evan can tell you because I live right across the street from Evan.
That's right. So now everybody knows where we live. You can come for a barbecue in our neighborhood. Just be careful crossing the street.
Yes.
When COVID loosens up. Great. Is there any other question, commentary, or party invitations from the board? Hearing none, we had a motion and a second. So Linda, can we have a roll call vote?
Sure thing. Board Member Royer?
Aye.
Board Member Cooper?
Aye.
Board Member Lambert?
Aye.
Vice Chair Tuschinski?
Aye.
Thank you.
So it passes 4-0. And Sam, and I'm probably going to butcher the last name, Gup, will be joining the shack. So. We thank him remotely for his service. We will now move on to item 6.2, update on the development of the Vina Groundwater Sustainability Plan. Paul Gosselin.
Yes, thank you. I don't have a presentation or anything new to present compared to what I had last time. Things are still proceeding on schedule. We have a pretty aggressive schedule that has been laid out. You can see that in some of the stakeholder advisory committee packages. And I went through the schedule with the board last meeting. So we are still on schedule. An item that had come up was any response from the administration on requesting an extension because of COVID and the difficulties engaging with the public. We still have not heard, and I've place some inquiries into DWR and others to see what their plan is. It good, bad, or indifferent. It's I think a responsibility for them to respond to any public agency that submits a request in. So I'll be following up on that. And the other piece, and this will fit into the stakeholder advisory committee update. A lot of the materials that are going into the development of the GSP are getting vetted up through the stakeholder advisory committee. They're doing a considerable amount of work, a lot of detail work. And really we set this up to really for them to do that legwork and then bring items to you for consideration and how you want to tackle that. So right now we're at the transition point going into sustainable management criteria, project and management actions, representative monitoring sites, and implementation activities. And they're just getting those items started. So you will be seeing details on all these items, including the issues that have been discussed and vetted at the stakeholder advisory committee. So that's going to lead into the importance of next Tuesday's stakeholder advisory committee meeting. They're going to get an overview of draft sustainable management criteria. They'll be walking through, based upon the basin setting, but walking through the sustainability indicators and some discussion about how to frame up the sustainable management criteria. We're not expecting a recommendation coming out of that meeting. But it will really start placing the options that are going to come up on where we want the basin to be in 20 years to avoid undesirable results to groundwater uses and users. So that meeting will be important if people can attend, and then we'll have a report on that in January. With that, that completes my update on the GSP.
Any questions from board members? Any comments or questions from the public, Linda? You are muted.
Yes, I just was giving people a chance to respond and raise their hand. So
absolutely.
I do not see any, and there are no emails either.
Wonderful. Then we will continue to item 7, which does have some relatedness to it. Communications and reports, 7.1, VINA GSA Management Committee updates. And that segues into 7.1.1, VINA SHAC update. Paul is going to continue on and give a little more specificity, I think, of what he just spoke about.
Yes. So the November Stakeholder Advisory Committee meeting, they continued discussions on project and management actions. In October, there was a brainstorming exercise where people could throw out any concept they had on a project or management action for consideration without much discussion, just laying it all out on the table. The facilitators put up a very nice online, it's called a Miro board. It's almost a sticky note thing on the wall where people can put their ideas up and it's still posted. People can take a look at that. And then November, we're going to continue that discussion, get them more information, and then try to take their pulse on, not a recommendation, but those items where there might be consensus that, yeah, everyone likes this or everyone doesn't like this. And we can kind of start grouping items that may still be in play. As the discussion went on, there was a lot of interest that they needed more information before they could engage in that level of discussion. Some of it was on recharge areas and mapping. Some of it was on details about what the terms are for some of these projects and management actions, defining terms. And so, and lastly, it was legal implications about, okay, some of these things may have some consequences in terms of groundwater rights or moving water out of the county or out of the basin, and where do they all fit? So from that, we concluded that portion of the meeting. Management team are going back and are gonna prepare those materials for the Stakeholder Advisory Committee for further, more in-depth discussion at their January meeting. This was actually a good start to get PMA started, but really what needs to happen is having your sustainable management criteria catch up and actually kind of get ahead. It's going to be iterative, but really the question is, what does the basin look like? How bad is it? What are we shooting for in terms of sustainability? And that's where the sustainable management criteria comes in, which they had an overview in November of just what the requirements are, what the process is. And at this meeting on Tuesday, they're going to get into the details about exactly what we may be facing in VINA, and that's going to spur the discussion about where do we want the basin to be to avoid undesirable results. And then we can start engaging that discussion about, okay, laundry list of potential projects, management actions, which one are best fit given the magnitude of the issues we're dealing with. You'll have to bear with me one moment. And I think, the meeting notes from the SHAC meeting are pretty detailed, and I'll leave it at that if there's any questions or discussion.
Are there any questions from board members? I had asked a question by email to the management team about the legal review. There was several points in the SHAC minutes asking about legal implications, particularly of recharge, and an action item for the management team was to come back with legal information. I was curious about the process of acquiring that and what the source of that information was going to be. We had talked in the past about a legal team, and I know that that was on hold, so I'm curious where that information is going to come from.
Well, fortunately, we have a really good water attorney serving the VINA board, Valerie Kincaid, So she's working with me on a Q&A. Some of the questions that are coming up, have come up from the SHAC and through the discussions that we were going to try to tackle to this broader legal team, and just really address it specifically to the SHAC. So the idea is we'll come back with that information and sort of a Q&A for discussion points for the January meeting.
Thank you. Are there any comments from the public?
Yes, there's one from Mr. Brobeck.
Great. Mr. Brobeck, as soon as they unmute you, please share with us.
Thank you. I am a member of the SHAC, and one of our concerns was so much of the focus of the project management actions with recharge. And we would like to have a more focus on demand management in order to recognize what the limitations, what the carrying capacity is.
Jim, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Your volume, your microphone is coming in and out level-wise. If you don't mind either getting a little closer or changing your source just so we can hear you more consistently, I'd hate for us to miss some of what you're saying.
Dan, I might have to switch out and talk about this a little bit later.
Okay,
that's what's happening.
We'll give you a moment to do so. Again, we won't take from your time. I just want to make sure that we hear you so that we're not inferring what you mean by some things. We heard about demand, but again, I want to make sure that we...
Yeah. I heard Jim, and he can, when he gets his mic back, he can fill in, but he did bring it up at the meeting, and he's absolutely right. You know, this all can't be about recharge. That was a lot of discussion, but demand reduction was also part of the list, anywhere from conservation, a whole range of things that could come into play on demand reduction. So demand reduction will definitely be out of the mix that the SHAC will consider, and specifically conservation, ag conservation, and urban conservation will be, I would suspect, probably going to be a major element of the plan. There's a lot of things that can be done, and as I reported, we're working with UC Davis Cooperative Extension researchers and ag industry on trying to assess you know, opportunities for ag conservation, which is the largest groundwater user in the basin. So that, as well as some regulatory backstops to projects and management actions. So you may be brought in with a list of projects and management actions that will, you know, have a mix of things. But at the end, I think if we're not certain that any of these are going to work, we should have some regulatory trigger at some point where there would be automatic curtailment of groundwater demand to meet the standards that we set. Because in the end, this has to be enforceable, achievable. So whatever we come up with for numbers and expectations for sustainable management criteria, we need to back that up with the actions to achieve that and not just kick the can down the road. So. I wonder if Jim is back.
Oh, wait, he's muted now, but again, I want to make sure that he gets a chance to express himself fully and so we can all hear him. Are you back with us, Jim?
Yes, we'll see if this other microphone is something that's better or if it's my computer. I may have to sign off and sign back in again. Is it holding
so far, mostly good. So I'll be quiet now and let you go.
The concern that I have is the focus on recharge just isn't backed up by science at this point. The efficacy is one of the problems, as well as the legal considerations. And so I'm concerned that so much consideration has been given to recharge projects rather than identifying the carrying capacity and understanding how land use patterns and coordination of cropping and that sort of thing will be a key factor. It'll be a controversial factor, to be sure, but I believe that demand management is going to be the primary tool that we need to use to attain sustainability.
Well, we just lost you, but we got a good chunk in there. So I hope that that was what you were trying to express. If not, Jim, then please do submit it in writing. And then Linda can distribute it to us. And again, I'm sorry about the technical difficulties, but we do want to make sure that we get your opinion on the record. So.
Okay, I'm going to step away and reboot this this program. So I'll be away from the call.
Okay, great.
Just one last point on Jim's, you know, the did ask the board a couple meetings ago about any parameters going into this discussion and on projects and management actions, and the direction was keep everything on the table. And so as we're going into the discussions with the Shack, everything is on the table. So we're going to give a fair discussion to everything that comes up and get recommendations from the Shack.
Are there any other comments, Linda?
There are not.
Okay. We'll move to item 7.1.2. And again, at the end of the meeting, if Jim has a chance, we'll let him for the record get his comment in. Again, I'm sensitive to public comment and making sure people have the opportunity and not letting technical issues cause us an issue. So 7.1.2, Rock Creek Reclamation District update. Paul Goslin.
Yeah, we have a cooperation agreement or coordination agreement. I keep getting them all mixed up with Rock Creek. You approved it last meeting, so that's executed. We've been having discussions with them. They've designated a lead board of director to sit in on Vina GSA board, and then also with the stakeholder advisory committee meetings. And we're going to bring them in on under the agreement, coordinating GSP development, which is a perfect time. So, so far, so good.
Great. Are there any questions about Rock Creek Reclamation District from the board?
Yeah, this is board member Royer. Paul, who's representing him?
John Levy might be on the line here. I think he was slated to sit in on Vina GSA board, and Darren Rice has been is going to be attending the stakeholder advisory committee meetings.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Any other questions from board members? Any comments from members of the public on this item? And Jim, we'll let you circle back to your comment, but we're focusing on this item at the moment.
I do hearing not
none.
See any.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, you don't see any? No. Great. We'll go to 7.1.3, the Tuscan Water District update. Paul Gosselin.
And we do not have any application forwarded to us from LAFCO. Again, we're waiting. If an application gets into LAFCO, they're going to notify us, the agency, that an application is in and request comments, and we have not gotten anything yet.
Any questions from the board?
I have one additional quick item, if it's okay.
Oh, sure. Let me just make sure there's no comment on this item, unless it's about Tuscan Water District. Paul, are you adding another report? Okay, great. Are there any comments from the public about the Tuscan Water District?
I do not see any, no.
Well, let me just let Jim finish his, get a chance to do his comment, and then we'll add yours to the end, if that's okay, just really quickly. So Jim, was there, again, apologies that for the technical difficulties.
I'm pretty sure it's at my end, Evan. I certainly don't blame you. And I'm wondering if Paul's gonna give an update on the interbasin coordination, if that's what he was gonna bring up. If not, then I've got a comment on that having to do.
Sure. I just wanted to make sure if you have said all that you needed to say on the Shack, I just want to give you a chance because you kind of had gotten interrupted. You do get 3 minutes and you do get a chance to express yourself rather than us speculating what you were going to say. So if you feel you've gotten your comment out on the shack, I'll do. Okay, great. Thank you. That was what I wanted to make sure. Good. So I'll go to Paul, and then feel free to comment, you know, as normal on anything that Paul says. Great. Paul, thank you. And
quick piece, the facilitation services that we've been provided by DWR has been renewed for 2021. I just got the approval letter today. So very happy. We'll have Tanya and Mariana, running the shack meetings and a whole bunch of other things, including, as Jim was going to mention, interbasin coordination. They were tasked by DWR to facilitate discussions among adjoining GSAs. And that project has just started. And so there'll be more to come on that. We do hosting a web page on our the Butte County website on that, where the materials will be made available. So there's a lot of work ahead. Everyone is at different spots in developing their plan. So it's just trying to pull together in an organized way where people are at, and then be able to make that available for the public. And then we'll be having, again, discussions up through the shack and then up to the Vina GSA board.
Any board members' questions or comments on this additional item? And Jim Brobeck has a has a comment. Linda, is there anybody else too, or?
No, just Mr. Brobeck, I'll unmute him.
Great, thank you. All right, go ahead, Mr. Brobeck.
This comment has to do with the interbasin coordination. Our regional groundwater basin is connected throughout Glen, Tehama, Butte, and Colusa counties. Interbasin coordination is definitely going to be a critical in identifying the carrying capacity of our regional water. Our water is integrated into the state water supply with water transfers that move Sacramento Valley water into the San Joaquin Valley. The staff and meeting had been meeting since May to organize the coordination efforts. One of the stated purposes of the July Northern Sacramento Valley Interbasin Coordination Group was to refine a plan for public outreach and engagement. This was also on the August agenda, and it was tabled once again. The public wasn't aware that these meetings were occurring until October 20, when a contractor presented a PowerPoint outline of the group's activities at the request of the Vina Shack. The outline did not offer a public outreach engagement plan, but mentioned at the shack meeting that the next meeting would be held on December 1st to, quote, review compiled data, identify significant differences, and discuss potential ways to reconcile those differences. And the consultant promised that, quote, this information would be presented to the public for an opportunity to ask questions and provide input. I looked today at the Interbasin Group website on the ButteCounty.net page, and the December 1st meeting was not mentioned, so I don't know if it had occurred, and I'm certainly hoping that we have a chance at the next shack meeting next week to be discussing this, so that we have an opportunity to ask questions, provide input, and identify any significant differences between the way the different GSAs in this region are viewing groundwater flow, groundwater supply, sustainability, all the factors that these interbasin group is supposed to be.
We got a vast majority of your words, so I think we did get you by through context. Again, you can feel free to send in your comment by writing, but I think we did get it. Paul, do you have anything to respond?
This is going to be reported up through the shack on the progress. As Joan pointed out, there's been meetings. These are staff meetings with consultants who basically are our staff, trying to organize what information we have. So right now it's just trying to gather this in a way that is one, understandable for all of us, including the public. So it's a lot of technical information. And as I said, people are in different points. Some haven't even completed their basin setting work yet. So we, you know, trying to get through with this, it's gonna take some patience. But the reason why we have this project and requested this project is because it's so critically important to us. Other areas ignored it and ignored this aspect, but we're taking it full on. But it's going to take some time. It's a lot of technical information, and we'll get there by this spring and summer. So yeah, it'll be coming up to the shack.
And the December 1st meeting, that the factual question that I heard is about a December 1st meeting. Did that happen?
Yeah, it may have. I was in on a couple of the meetings. So yeah, and mostly right now it's trying to gather in a consistent way what models are people using, what layers and other hydro conceptual models, a whole range of technical things in a matrix. So it's just trying to gather all that in a way that then that can be presented out to the public. So that was really the purpose. But it's being led by the facilitators, and they'll be able to talk about it. And we'll talk about it at Tuesday's SHAC meeting.
Thank you. Thanks. So with that, we've completed the items on the agenda. We will adjourn to the next regular VINA GSA meeting on January 13th, 2021. Happy holidays and happy new year, everybody. Thank you for participating.
Yep. Have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Happy holidays, everybody.
Good job. Thank you. Well done, Vice Chair.
Thank you. Good job.
Thank you, Evan.
Thank you all.
Best friend forever.
So Linda, I'll check. Hopefully the recording is not reliant upon me.
I did. Oh, hold on. Let me stop it.
Okay. Hey, Linda.
Yes.
This is Jeff. Can I set in on your or some other member's video next time? Because Cammie's is so bad. I just don't want to sit here anymore. I got half the meeting.